Hello and welcome to Improve Your Voice. My name is Darren McStay. Today I'm going to be reviewing the voice of a bit of a Navy SEAL / Jiu-Jitsu legend. His name's Jocko Willink.
Leadership is not something you just learn and now you're good at.
Now, whether or not you know who Jocko is, I guess if you press this video, you're either a subscriber to the channel or a fan of Jocko and came across this. Or Jocko yourself, hi, how are you doing? And so this video is not necessarily to acknowledge everything I know about Jocko Willink. This is more to try to explain and find reasons for perhaps the way that Jocko speaks and the way he sounds and the vocal qualities that he uses. So perhaps you want to sound more Jocko and therefore this could be useful, or perhaps you want to sound less Jocko and therefore you can do things in a different way than he does to sound a bit different. Now, again, I'm not doing any research in the backstory of these people that I'm doing reviews for, because that's not the point. The point is that I just want to take those vocal qualities and turn them into ways and that you could maybe adopt them or leave them for yourself. Okay? So without further ado, let's take a little listen to Jocko here.
Oh, I got a shot of leadership. I read one book. Now I'm good. No, you got to work at it like the gym. So we got a leadership gym for you. Go to extremeownership.com for that. And if you want to help service members act.
Right, first thing I notice about Jocko Willink, and this is not necessarily not his voice, but he's a big guy, right? He's very big and he's very muscular. But I think I've seen a photo with him before and he's actually a lot shorter than you might expect, because to me, he looks like he might be, when he's always sitting down, very tall. But I think he's actually quite short and stocky and he's very broad. Naturally, clearly he's done a lot of work on his muscles, and I often say that, you know, building muscles can often restrict the voice, and I don't necessarily hear that because he's also quite a beefy voice.
And retired, you want to help their families, you want to help Gold Star families, check out Mark Lee's mom.
But you know, even though he's a very big guy and he's got a lot of muscles, he's clearly quite relaxed. I think he's relaxed in his body, he's relaxed in himself, and that has an impact on how you present yourself, right? Because he's not one of those people that's doing weights every day and then he's just really tense like this. He's doing weights, but he's really relaxed. So he's stretching enough after his, you know, workouts. Maybe he understands the benefit of that. And maybe he does lots of breath work. Maybe he does things that help relax him in his body, so the resonators and the larynx don't get restricted and hence cause any tightness to restrict his voice, because it seems to be flowing quite freely.
Amelie, she's got a charity organization.
But of course, he's from somewhere, you know, either the States or I'm reluctant to say Canada, but I think he's from America. He uses his belly a lot when he speaks. He's ha. If you just make a vowel sound and go and then maybe he's getting this from the army, because I know he was in the army. But he throws the voice forward, and that's not his accent, but that's just an indication of what he's doing, because his air placement, again, like most people from where, you know, in the States, is kind of in here. It's in the throat, going up into the nasopharynx. So the pharynx is the tube that goes up from your vocal folds right up through your mouth and into the nose, but nasopharynx is kind of in between, or the oro to nasopharynx is between the back of the mouth and back of the nose, and so there's a tendency to hold air there, lower, and use the belly muscles to contract to pull air in. So he's got a lot of force, I believe, in his voice, but he's not necessarily being loud, but he's just controlling it quite well from that place. It's not steady stream. There seems to be bursts of energy.
And if you want to donate or you want to get involved, you want to help out.
You want to donate. He's punctuating himself as well. You can hear that. Let's listen to that again.
He's got a charity organization, and if you want to donate or you want to get involved, you want to help out, go to americasmightywarriors.org.
America's mighty dog. Yeah, but he's not just punctuating with the way he's using his breath. He's punctuating with just, you know, by choice, I think, and by the way he's also articulating his words and just is pronouncing them in order to have an impact. And so when he does, I think, fall back on his voice a little bit, there's a bit of tension, and I think maybe that's why he might be a bit more pushy to get the words to come out more clearly, and that could be down to tension, and maybe he is fighting through that.
And if you want more of my ridiculously rambling reads, or you...
Actually, yeah, because when he's speaking quietly, your ridiculously rambling reads, it drops off a bit and actually becomes quite slightly broken up. So, let's go back to what I said before. At the beginning of this, I thought that maybe he's got a lot of relaxation. He's a big guy, clearly does a lot of working out. But now I can hear that when he goes quiet, the voice is breaking up, which kind of, to me, indicates that there's not enough freedom and movement in the larynx as there could be, and perhaps due to, you know, muscular tension in other neck muscles and the shoulders. I doubt he's like that all the time, but he's pushing through it by using more energy with his belly and by punctuating words. And that seems to be what I feel that Jocko Willink is doing here.
Need more of Echo's obtuse opinions.
Obtuse opinions.
You can find us on the interwebs, on Twitter, on the gram, and on that Facebook, you boy. Echo's at Echo Charles. I am at Jocko Willink.
He's, interesting shape. He's got a very big neck, so obviously his muscles are there, which is something he's built on. It wasn't it's not a natural physique, is it? It's something you have to work on. And he's also got quite a kind of like a very kind of, it looks like his skull's quite sturdy. He's got a big chin and big cheekbones, so I think his whole build is kind of quite thick set anyway, so he's got a frame to build these muscles on, which is quite useful, because I guess if you're building muscle, it could be dangerous if you haven't really got a frame underneath to look after it. So he's done a lot of postural work, I'd say.
And thanks to all the men and women.
Thanks to. So yeah, okay, I'm not going to go on for too long in this video, but it's interesting to look at, because I often say that, you know, if you're going to build muscles, you want to spend twice as long doing voice work to counterbalance that. But he seems to have found a way of pushing past it by, you know, he's clearly got the tubes. He's got, you know, he's got space in his body to create a deeper sound, and you can hear that. But in order to make it clean and clear, he has to really pronounce himself and really use a lot of energy to do that. Yeah, I find it a bit hard to actually mimic that, because my body is the way my body is, and his body is the way his is. So takeaways, maybe what we can take from Jocko Willink's voice is that you can be clear and articulate even if you are quiet or have strain in your voice. You can still use your mouth and lips and tongue and punctuation to break up words and pronounce things clearly. So he takes his time, and that really helps, and he adopts the pause and he punctuates words. Also, if you maybe do have tension and you haven't got time to release it, you can use, you know, your belly to throw air through, which will help create a safer way of making sound rather than using the larynx, you know, the voice box itself, because that's where you get really stuck. If you start tightening up these muscles and try to create the sound through there, you really want to have it coming from the belly. So I think he's got a good breathing system. I think that's something you can take, especially with his accent. Again, it's kind of it's kind of like almost thrown up. that's my thoughts on Jocko Willink. It's a short video. I don't know how useful that is to anyone, but that's my thoughts, and that's my first ideas on what you can do to sound more Jocko, or what you can do to sound less Jocko. Hope you've enjoyed this. I'm Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice, and until the next time, look after your voice.
I have so many tales to tell.